Manu Patra alerts dated the 13th of January 2020. Delhi High Court has sought response of the City Police, Delhi Government, WhatsApp Incorporated, Google Incorporated and Apple Incorporated on a plea of 3 JNU professors to preserve data, CCTV footage and other evidence relating to the 5th of January violence on the varsity campus. The Delhi Police informed the court that it has asked the JNU administration to preserve and hand over CCTV footage of the violence. Supreme Court has ruled that the mechanical imposition of prohibitory orders under Section 144 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 cannot be used to quell dissent or expression of grievances in a democracy. The court has emphasized that the application of the provision should be limited to situations of emergency and that repetitive orders under Section 144 would be abuse of power. Supreme Court has ordered that 7-star resort, Kappiko Kerala Resorts, be raised for violating coastal zone regulations. Supreme Court has issued notices to all petitioners who have filed pleas against the Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019 in different high courts on the plea by the Centre for a Consolidated Hearing of all the cases. Supreme Court has asked the Karnataka High Court to finish hearing of appeals filed by United Breweries Holding Company Limited, UBHL, and Vijay Mallya, the former chairman of the now-defunct Kingfisher Airlines, against the lower court's order directing UBHL to be wound up to pay Kingfisher's dues within 6 months. Supreme Court has issued notice on a petition filed for seeking directions to the central government to take appropriate steps, including introduction of 2-children norm as a criterion for government jobs, aids and subsidies, to control the growing population of India. Supreme Court has refused Brihat Bengaluru Mahanagara Palak's plea to interfere with the Karnataka High Court's verdict, asking the corporation to compensate all the victims of road accidents that were caused due to poor condition of the roads. Tripura High Court has said that government employees can take part in political programs, including meetings, and freely post their opinions on social media platforms, without attracting punitive measures under Rule 5 of the All India Services Conduct Rules, 1968. Bombay High Court has stayed the order of a Sessions Court restoring a criminal case against Adani Enterprises, its chairman Gautam Adani and managing director Rajesh Adani for alleged violations of market regulations. Kerala High Court has ruled that the circulars issued by the government department do not have priority over the decisions of the Supreme Court and High Courts. Kerala High Court has held that it is only open to authority of advance rulings to inquire based on terms of the agreement and not venture beyond the terms of reference in embarking upon an inquiry. Gujarat High Court has set aside reassessment notice issued to the amalgamated company which ceased to exist after the approval of the composite scheme of arrangement. Delhi High Court has asked Fox Studios to add a slide in the film Chapak, giving credits to lawyer Aparna Bhatt who has represented the acid attack survivor, Lakshmi Agarwal. Calcutta High Court has asked the President and Secretaries of the concerned Bar Associations to show cause for not initiating contempt proceedings against them regarding the incessant lawyers' strike in Medinipur district of West Bengal. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed All India Council for Technical Education to compute the results for a validation test conducted in respect of candidates who had obtained the BTech degree between the years 2001 to 2005 by way of distance education mode. Kerala High Court has observed that the Juvenile Justice, Care and Protection of Children, Act, 2015, JJ Act, 2015, will not affect the validity of an adoption carried out under the Hindu Adoption and Maintenance Act, 1956, HAMA Act, 1956. Karnataka High Court has issued notice to the Union and State Government, Karnataka State Bar Council and High Court Registry, seeking their response on a petition filed by an advocate seeking to implement audio, video recording in the courts of the state of Karnataka, which benefits the litigants, advocates and public in many ways. Allahabad High Court has refused to lower the merit for selection in the Assistant Teacher Recruitment Examination 2018 and stated that merely because certain seats were vacant, the court could not issue a writ of mandamus, asking the government to adjust more candidates. Karnataka High Court, KHC, has held that there is no immunity to the companies from prosecution merely because the prosecution is in respect of offences for which the punishment prescribed is mandatory imprisonment. National Anti-Profiteering Authority has held that if the builders have denied the benefit of input tax credit to the buyers, then they are liable to be punished for profiteering in contravention of provisions of Section 171 of the Central Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017. Karnataka High Court, KHC, has held that the input tax credit claim which has not been shown in the value-added tax return cannot be availed merely through filing Form 240. The court has further observed that when the statutory provision mandates compliance in a particular manner, it should be done in that particular way alone and not by any other method. Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs has extended the waiver of late fee of all pending Form GST R1 from July 2017 to November 2019 till the 17th of January, 2020. Central Board of Direct Taxes has granted relaxation to eligibility conditions for filing of Income Tax Return Form 1, Sahaj, and Form 4, Sugam, for the assessment year 2020 to 2021. The board has decided to allow a person who jointly owns a single house property to file his or her return of income in ITR 1 or ITR 4 form, as may be applicable, if he/she meets the other conditions. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, Allahabad has set aside the ruling of a lower tribunal and has held that if the entire remuneration stands considered by income tax authorities as salary, the same cannot be considered a service, so as pay the service tax. Tripura High Court, THC, has granted interim relief to a man who was named as accused in an FIR which was registered on the basis of his Facebook post on the number advertised by the Bharatiya Janata Party for the missed call campaign in support of Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019. Appellate Authority for Advance Ruling, Tamil Nadu, has held that the input tax credit of tax paid by head office for the furtherance of business would be subject to other conditions of eligibility to such credit as per Section 16 of Central Goods and Services Tax, 2017 and Tamil Nadu Goods and Services Tax, 2017. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, Ahmedabad, has held that there is no charge of abatement for evasion of duty on job work,